Good evening, children. How are you doing all? I hope you all are safe with your families. So today, I'm going to tell you a story from the Inuitblatans, Noddy. I hope you have heard about Noddy. In this story, it is Noddy and the Wicked Goblins. It was a hot, lazy afternoon in Toyland. Sly and Gobbo had been asleep all day. Sly stretched very slowly. Gobbo yawned very loudly and they both rubbed their eyes. "Oh, come on, Sly," said Gobbo, getting to his feet. "All this sleeping has made me very hungry. Let's go to the Toyland to have an ice cream." It was a long walk from Goblin Corner into the toy town. The goblins felt even more hungry when they got there. And at ice cream parlor, they flopped down and ordered two enormous ice creams. "Delicious," slurped Sly. "Parp, parp." Noddy's little car stopped beside the goblins. "Oh, hello, Noddy," said Gobbo. "Would you like to join us for an ice cream? You must be very hot driving around Toyland on a day like this."
"This is very kind of you, Gobbo," said Noddy. "An ice cream is just what I need."
Noddy got out of his car and sat at the table with the goblins. When Noddy's ice cream arrived, Sly and Gobbo gobbled down what was left in their own bowls. Suddenly, Gobbo pushed over his chair. Sly leapt right over the table. They both ran from the parlor, knocking over Mr. Wobbly Man on their way. "I say," said Noddy in surprise, "where have these wicked goblins gone? Oh no, now I have to pay for all three ice creams."
Gobbo and Sly ran and hid behind a market stall.
They danced and crackled with delight. Gobbo suddenly stopped. "All that running and laughing and dancing has made me very tired," he gasped. "What we need is a ride home." "Parp, parp." "Oh, that's Noddy," said Sly. "Do you think he will give us a lift?"
"Yes, if we ask him nicely," laughed Gobbo.
The goblins leapt out in front of Noddy's car. "Hello, Noddy," said Gobbo. "We are very tired. Will you take us to Goblin's Corner, won't you?"
"No, I will not, you horrid goblins," said Noddy crossly. "I had to use the money I was saving for some new tires to pay for your ice creams. If I don't buy some new ones soon, I wouldn't be able to drive my car, and then I won't have any money at all."
"We forgot our money, that's all," said Gobbo. "If you drive us home to Goblin Corner, we'll pay you for our ice creams and give you 2 sixpences each for a ride."
"All right," said Noddy slowly. "But you must give me the money. And Sly, you will have to sit on the spare wheel on the back of the car." So off they went in the Noddy's car. When they had almost reached Goblin Corner, Gobbo pointed to something in the dark wood.
"What's that?" he shouted. Noddy screeched to a halt and turned to look. Gobbo grabbed hold of the tree branch and somersaulted out of the car. Sly leapfrogged from the spare wheel. They both ran into the woods.
"You wicked goblins!" cried Noddy. Now my tires are even more worn and I still have no money. I'm going to fetch Mr. Plod. It was turning dark when Sly and Gobbo heard a pop pop of Noddy's car in the woods. They scrambled up the trees so that they could not be seen. Then they saw Mr. Plod get out of the car and saw light from his torch shine into the bushes. "Well, young Noddy," said the policeman, "it's too dark to find these villains now. I wonder if they'll be greedy enough to show their faces in Toy Town tomorrow." "Why is that?" asked Noddy. "Is the ice cream eating competition, that's why. Let's see what happens tomorrow." Off they drove back to the toy town. The next day it was hot again. "Just the kind of day for an ice cream eating competition," laughed Sly. "Yes, indeed," said Gobbo. "We must make sure Mr. Plod doesn't see us." The goblins couldn't believe what they saw when they got to the tower town. Huge tables were crammed with enormous colorful ice creams. Master Tubby Bear was lining up for the competition with Mr. Wobbly Man, Mr. Sparks and Clockwood Mouse, and all other toys were cheering. "Come on, Sly," said Gobbo. "Let's show them how much ice cream we can eat." "Yes, let's," laughed Sly. "Not so fast, you villains," shouted a voice behind them. It was Mr. Plod. "Quick," shrieked Gobbo. "Run." Sly did run straight into Gobbo. Thud! They fell into the bowls of ice cream. Squish! And the table crashed into the ground. Gobbo and Sly were covered in sticky, goozy mess. "I knew you wouldn't resist all this ice cream, you wicked goblins," Mr. Slob sternly said. "Now you must pay Noddy all the money you owe him, and you must pay for his new tires." Gobbo and Sly sighed. "We promise," they said. "You mark my words," said Mr. Plod, pointing at the goblins who were dripping with ice creams. "Villains like you two will always meet a sticky end." That's it for now. Hope you enjoy this recording. Do let me know. Bye for now. Take care. Be safe.